It's a truly historic day in the annals of baseball history. Jackie Robinson Day, celebrating this day in 1947, where the great Dodgers second baseman Jackie Robinson made his MLB debut and officially broke the color barrier in the great game of baseball during a tumultuous period in the history of the United States. Jackie Robinson, thank you for being talented and brave enough to break that barrier and change the game for the future of baseball players across the planet Earth. Welcome in to your Threshers broadcast here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. I am the voice of the Threshers, Josh Sperber, and Clearwater has dropped the last two games, but there's been some promising signs from the bats. They had a home run in last night's game, thanks to Caleb Ricketts, his first homer of the season, and 11 hits and another home run in the game before. But each of the last two games, the Threshers fell by four runs to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Last evening, it was a 5-1 victory for Fort Myers, with the one run coming on the Caleb Ricketts home run, a solo shot in the fourth. Fort Myers put up a run in the first inning on the second pitch of the ball game when Jarell Ortega hit a solo home run. Dalton Sheffield drove in a run in the fourth inning, and then Ricketts put the Threshers within one in the bottom half of that fourth inning. But top of the seventh, Jarell Ortega, Yohander Martinez, and Carlos Aguiar each drove in a run in a three-run frame for Fort Myers, and they took the game 5-1 to bring each team to a 4-3 record. The Threshers put across three hits, two of them went for extra bases, one of them the Caleb Ricketts home run, his first since last season, and one of the other ones was from Gabriel Rincones Jr., who went 1-for-3 with a walk, and his one hit was a double, his first extra base hit of his professional career, having just started this season. Jordan Viers got a hit for his second straight game in a 1-for-4 day, and he is back in the lineup tonight, as is Gabriel Rincones Jr. So we'll give you the starting lineups for the Clearwater Threshers, as well as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Both teams coming in with a record of 4-3 in the West Division of the Florida State League. For the Mighty Muscles, Brian Nyer, the skipper; Jared Gaynor, the pitching coach; Richard Salazar, a pitching coach as well; Brady Sierra, the hitting coach; Luis Reyes, the assistant hitting coach for the Mighty Muscles. Alex Kirilloff back in the lineup for what likely will be the final time this series. Unclear whether he and Jorge Polanco will stay rehabbing in Fort Myers. He'll be called up for a stint in maybe AAA, or maybe go to the Minnesota Twins. Both have been quite solid for Fort Myers in their rehab stints. Kirilloff with a home run in his last contest. Jorge Polanco is batting second and playing second once again. Kirilloff has switched his spot in the order twice, but he's batting leadoff again tonight, and he's playing first. Ricardo Olivar is batting third, doing the catching. Jarell Ortega, the cleanup man after a solo home run last night, and he's playing third. Danny DeAndrade back in the lineup, highest-ranked prospect for the Minnesota Twins at number 17 on MLB Pipeline. He's batting fifth and playing short. Andrew Gassetti hits tonight off in the field. He's the designated hitter and batting sixth. Maddox Haughton for the third straight game is in center field and batting seventh. Dalton Sheffield, the eight hitter, out in left field. He leads the team in RBIs so far this season with five. And Dylan Noisy back in the lineup, and he will play right field. The pitcher making his season debut is Jose Olivares from Altagracia de Orihuco in Venezuela. 20 years old, signed as an international free agent in 2021, making his season debut for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. For the Threshers, record of 4-3, Marty Malloy is their manager for the second straight year. Matt Hockenberry, a former Thresher for two seasons in the mid-2010s, is the pitching coach. Chris Heitz, the hitting coach. Michael Jones is the position coach, and he will also be coaching first base for the majority of the evening. Samantha Myers, the athletic trainer. Marissa Van Hassel, the assistant athletic trainer. Joseph Miranda, strength and conditioning coach. And Matt Parker, the player development associate, to round out the field staff for your Clearwater Threshers. Once again, Justin Crawford is the leadoff man. He has been the leadoff hitter and played center field in every game for the Threshers so far this season. He will do so for the eighth time tonight. Caleb Ricketts moves up to the two spot in the order, doing the catching. Gabriel Rincones Jr. is out in left field and batting third for the second straight night. Jordan Fires remains the designated hitter, moves up into the cleanup role for the first time this season. Kate Firth is batting fifth in right field. Brian Rincon is the shortstop and batting sixth. Cole Moore is in first base, is 2-for-8 in his first two games with the Threshers. He is batting seventh for the second straight night. Otto Kemp is the second baseman, batting eighth, and Fraylin Minnietti rounds out the quarter at the hot corner for your Clearwater Threshers. Sergio Aldeguer is back on the bump for the second start of the season, a very memorable season for him. He was the starter in that no-hit bid on Saturday last, so a week ago today, the Threshers' first win of the season. And a no-hitter. Aldeguer played a big part in that. Four perfect innings, 12 up, 12 down, and seven strikeouts, the most by a Threshers pitcher in a game this season. Aldeguer will be making his first start at home for the Threshers in 2023. So, that's how the teams get ready. So, I'll take a look now at the Florida State League. Take a look at some of the teams playing each other tonight. And then we will get into baseball. One final already. Jupiter takes the win against St. Lucie to move to 4-4, a 5-3 victory for the Marlins affiliated Hammerheads. Tampa is in Dunedin. They'll be home against the Threshers next week. Palm Beach is visiting Daytona, and Bradenton and Lakeland are in a delay in Lakeland, home of the Flying Tigers. Around the Phillies system, just two of the three games in action. Lehigh Valley is in Durham, and they will be beginning shortly. Reading has a 1-0 lead against Hartford in the bottom of the third inning. And Greensboro has a big lead on Jersey Shore, 7-3 the score in New Jersey. Top of the ninth inning, Greensboro, last chance for some insurance runs and a chance to get their third win of the series. This, the Blue Claws home opening set in Jersey Shore. Now we'll take a look at some of the major league scores. Plenty of action already on Jackie Robinson Day. The Rays going from a 13-game win streak to a 2-game losing streak, both at the hands of the Toronto Blue Jays. 5-2 the victory. The Rays, though, still undefeated in the United States of America, as these games are in Canada. An extra inning affair in St. Louis. David Bednar gets the win for the Pirates as they take down the Cardinals 6-3. One of those teams is 9-6, the other is 6-9. Normally, I think you'd guess the Cardinals, but it's the Pirates with a better record than their division foe through the first 15 games of the season. Pirates certainly turning into a surprise in the early goings of this season. The White Sox with a 7-6 victory, also in 10 innings, this one against the Baltimore Orioles. Giants fall to the Tigers, also in extra innings, 7-6 the score. Each team now stands at 5-9. And the Yankees get revenge on the Twins after the Twins came back last night and absolutely thumped the Yankees two nights ago with a 9-run first inning back on Thursday night. 6-1 the score. Yankees get the lead, and Domingo Germán gets a career-high 11 strikeouts against the Minnesota Twins. A couple of games still in progress. Bottom of the second in our nation's capital, the Washington Nationals have a 3-1 lead over the Cleveland Guardians. Padres leading the Brewers 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh at Petco Park. Mets lead the A's in the bottom of the eighth at Oakland. Angels lead the Red Sox at historic Fenway Park in the top of the seventh inning. The Phillies getting blanked by the Reds right now, 8-0, but a powerful trio coming up for Philadelphia. Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Nick Castellanos set to lead off the top of the eighth inning at Great American Ballpark. Also the top of the eighth in Miami, the Marlins lead a tight one against the Arizona Diamondbacks. 3-2 is the score, with Christian Walker up to bat for the visiting D-backs. Braves and Royals getting ready to start. In about half an hour, the battle for the state of Texas will begin. Rangers and Astros. Rangers with an 8-5 record. Astros coming in at 6-8. Cubs leading the Dodgers, or Cubs playing the Dodgers in L.A. A Dodgers playing a home game on Jackie Robinson Day seems fitting, as that's where the Hall of Fame second baseman played the entirety of his MLB career. Dodgers looking to break over 500. That game is at 9:10 Eastern time, going against Jameson Taillon of the Chicago Cubs. The other West Coast game is Mariners and Rockies. That one is in Seattle. Also will start at 9:40 p.m. Kind of a funny anecdote about the Dodgers-Cub game last night. We're just kind of about the arrival of the pitch clock in the major leagues. Cody Bellinger made his return to L.A. last night. He signed a one-year deal with the Cubs in the offseason after beginning his career winning an MVP and a World Series in Los Angeles. A fan favorite there got a standing ovation before his first at-bat, but was slapped with a called strike, an automatic strike, I should say, because of a pitch clock violation, because the standing ovation took too long. It doesn't really have any relevance, but it's just a funny story. Last night, though, the Cubs and Dodgers played a tight one. Saying that sarcastically, of course. 8-2, the victory for the Cubs last evening. Justin Steele getting his second victory of the season for the Cubs. Former Philly Noah Syndergaard getting the loss. He's now 0-2 in his first season with the LA Dodgers. Top of the eighth has now started in Cincinnati. Trey Turner is leading off the inning. He's 0-2 on the night. And we are getting ready to play baseball here in Clearwater. So the Threshers will make their way onto the field, and we will step aside for the performance of our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, ready to be sung right behind home plate. So we're going to step aside as we honor our country, and then we'll play ball here on Jackie Robinson Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us as we honor America. Performing the anthem tonight, Heavenly Hollies.
We are ready to play ball here on Jackie Robinson Day at Bay Care Ballpark. Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, and the Clearwater Threshers are set to take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Clearwater won the first two games of this series, 6-0 and 5-3 on Tuesday and Wednesday. The last two, however, have gone to the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, dealing the Threshers their largest margin of defeat in a four-run loss in each of the past two games. The Thrashers looking to rebound tonight with the starter from their no-hitter on the second game of the season. Samuel Aldighieri, the Italian product, guy in the mix for Italy's World Baseball Classic staff, a team that surprised everyone by advancing out of Pool A and into the knockout rounds of the WBC. Mike Piazza coached, and Sam Aldighieri was certainly a guy that Italian coaching staffs and executives were aware of, and a guy who may be in the mix in 2027. But until then, he is a Phillies pitching prospect, signed by Philadelphia as an amateur free agent back in 2019. Tying his career high with 4 innings pitched and 12 up, 12 down the last time Aldighieri was on the mound. He's going to take on a Fort Myers Mighty Muscles lineup that features two major leaguers, both rehabbing in Fort Myers in their third game with the Mighty Muscles this season. Former first-round pick in Alex Kirilloff, who is leading off the game for the Mighty Muscles, and Jorge Polanco, the everyday second baseman for the Twins. First pitch of the ball game is hit high in the air, popped towards the mound. Aldighieri points it up. Minietti is charging, but it's Aldighieri with the two-handed squeeze for the out number one. One pitch, one out to start Jackie Robinson Day, and we will set the defense behind Samuel Aldighieri. Cole Moore at first base, Otto Kemp at second, Brian Rincon at short, Fraylin Minietti at third, left to right in the outfield, Gabriel Rincon as junior, Justin Crawford in center, and Cade Fergus in right, Amarion Boyd getting his first day off, well, since opening day. Now Jorge Polanco will come to the plate, a guy who's recorded a hit in both games as a rehabber. So is Kirilloff, and one of those was a home run. Polanco just took a fastball to make it a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. High fastball, and it's 2-0. Polanco has struck out 3 times, but is 2-for-6 in his 2 rehab starts. In both games, he hit second and played second. He does so again in his third game for the Mighty Muscles this season. Aldighieri deals. Breaking ball upstairs in the count 3-0. 3-pitch mix for the Italian left-hander in Samuel Aldighieri. 4-seamer, 2-seamer, slider, a curve, and a change. Now Polanco is set, the switch hitter, batting right. 3-0 pitch from Aldighieri. Fastball across the knees of Polanco and on the inside corner. Polanco thought he was headed to first base, but instead, it's a 3-1 count. 13 batters faced this season from Aldighieri. 7 of them struck out, and none of them have reached base yet. And still, they will not. A nasty breaking pitch, again, at the knees of Polanco, having a difficult time picking up those low breakers. Looked like the changeup from Aldighieri there. Now the payoff pitch. Hit on the ground to short. Rincon fields with his two hands, fires a looping throw to first, and there is the second out of the inning. A straight jog over to first by Polanco. But either way, Rincon had him beat on that. A good throw over to first base, and now it's 14 up and 14 down in 4 2/3 total innings for Samuel Aldighieri. 2 gone here in the first, and now Ricardo Olivar will step up to the plate. Olivar getting the night off last night after catching or DHing in each of the first 3 games of the series. Here's the pitch, as that is swung on and popped into shallow right field, tailing towards the foul line. Fergus slides into the wall, and the ball will bounce off the net and just be a long strike one. The lineup for Fort Myers: Kirilloff led off with a pop out. Jorge Polanco grounded to short his last time up, and now Ricardo Olivar picks up his bat, heads back to the right-handed batter's box, and will step in with an 0-1 count. Jarell Ortega is the cleanup man. Danny D'Andrade's bats fifth. Andrew Cassetti, the sixth hitter. 0-1 to Olivar is a curveball on the inside corner for a called strike. Maddox Haughton in center field batting seventh. Dalton Shuffield, the eighth hitter, bat in left field. And Dylan Noisy, the right fielder, batting ninth. breaking ball, got away from Aldegari there and almost clipped the shins of Olivar, but instead it's a 1-2 count. Aldegari is still a pitch away from ending the inning. Aldegari, glove up to the nose, kicks and deals the 1-2. Wave and a miss, strike three. Another nice curveball from Samuel Aldegari, his first K of the day and eighth of the season. And the lefty has once again showed up and thrown a 1-2-3 inning. So the Mighty Muscles go down in order in the top of the first. We'll see what's in store when the Threshers come up to bat for the first time today here on Jackie Robinson Day on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
If you or anyone in the country should require first aid, please contact with your doctor or visit the first aid station located on section number 6.
Justin Crawford has been penciled in as the leadoff man every game, no different here on Saturday, fifth game of the first homestand. Now it's a 1-0 count to Crawford as the first pitch, a fastball missed upstairs from Jose Olivares. Here's this 1-0. This is wrapped on the ground to second base. Polanco gloves with one hand and sends it over to first for the first out. Barely a move needed for Jorge Polanco. Two pitches, one out to start off the inning. And now Caleb Ricketts will step to the plate. He's the number two hitter. Crawford, the leadoff man. Gabriel Rincones Jr. batting third and in the on-deck circle. First pitch to Ricketts is fouled right back into the net. Jordan Vyers, the cleanup man. Cade Fergus bats fifth. Brian Rincon, the sixth hitter. Cole Moore batting seventh. Otto Kemp batting eighth, and Fraylin Minnietti in the nine hole for the Threshers. 0-1 to Ricketts is in there for ball number one. Ricketts, 1-for-4 last night with a home run, his first of the season. 1-1. Line hard down the left field or the right field line, but foul, 1-2. Also, his first RBI of the year got him up to an even 200 last night. With that solo home run, third of the year for the Threshers, the other belonging to Eric Brito and Chad Castillo. 1-2. Upstairs on the breaking ball, just didn't dip on the curve from Olivares. And the count now 2-2 to Ricketts. The pitch. This is lofted high in the air out to left field. A couple steps forward for Sheffield, and he takes the ball into his glove for out number two. We'll look at the defense behind Jose Olivares as Gabriel Rincones Jr. comes out to play. Sheffield, Houghton in center, and Noisy in right. For the outfield, Alex Kirilov and Jorge Polanco, a major league right side of the infield. Joel Ortega and Danny DeAndrade on the left side as Rincones sends the first pitch backwards for strike one on a foul ball. And Ricardo Olivar, the battery mate of Jose Olivares. Here's the 1-0. The 0-1, excuse me. Now it's 1-1. Now even to Rincones Jr. One one. bouncing up and over and out of the glove of Olivar. 2-1 the count now. So Olivares to Olivar, as we'll see for the first couple of innings. 2-1 turning Conus. And that hits it. Second time he's been plunked and like he was in a pretty uncomfortable place. Definitely got the midsection. Helmet count comes off of Rincones, but he'll drop the batting gloves and put on the other mitt, as he is the first base runner of the ballgame for either team. That'll bring up Jordan Vyer to the man on first, and Rincones, a dangerous man on first base. 5 stolen bases in as many attempts. That's just the first batter that Olivares has hit since he left the DSL in 2021. First pitch to Vyers at the knees on the fastball for a called strike. Olivares making his 10th start of his career and his 21st total appearance. So about half and half when it comes to starting and relieving in now his third pro season. Rincones dancing around at first. That causes a balk. Olivares was kind of caught in the middle of his windup and a potential pickoff attempt, but Rincones' early jump causes the righty Olivares to jump as well. So now Rincones is on second with an 0-1 count to Vyers and 2 outs. Slider inside, ball 1. So Olivares making his first start of his third professional season. 10 games in the DSL in 2021, 10 in the FCL last season. 5-4 career record and ERA, as Vyers takes a look at a fastball low for ball two. ERA of 4.44 in now his 21st appearance. Right on left matchup, 2-1 to Vyers. Olivares takes a look at Rincones over at second. He's taken a big lead, and the pitch is hit right back up the middle, off the glove of Olivares, fielded by Andrade, spins and throws, and there's the final out of the first inning. A 1-6-3 to get the job done. And now it's a hard hit ball by Vyers, but the Threshers leave a runner stranded without recording a hit or an error. We're through the first, scoreless on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Scoreless and hitless first inning for both teams. That'll bring us to the top of the second inning. And 4, 5, and 6 up for the Mighty Muscles as Samuel Aldegheri once again retired the side in order in his first frame. Jarell Ortega leading things off. He had a solo shot on the second pitch of the ball game yesterday and now has moved to the cleanup spot. Danny Andrade and Andrew Cassetti to follow him up. First pitch of the second is a nice curveball on the inside part of the plate. 0-1 the count. Aldegheri's breaking stuff just looks excellent tonight. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Weakly hit on the ground, charging his Minietti at third. He fires to first, and Ortega does not beat it. A really difficult play at third from Fraylin Minietti, and there's the first out of the second inning. The Threshers wearing different jerseys than we've seen. And they're blue alternate jerseys out with one of the most clever logos, I think, in really all of sports. It is a lifeguard raft, the circular tube thing with red outline, as Danny Andrade fouls the first pitch into the stand. But part of it is bitten by a shark, so it makes a C. That is the logo on the left breast of these light blue Threshers jerseys. It's now 0-2 to D'Andrade. And also on their light blue hats, Navy names on the back with gold and white outline and white and red pinstriped pants. 0-2, just missing inside, and it's now 1-2 to D'Andrade. For the Mighty Muscles, their road purples, yellow outlining twins, navy numbers, gray pants with a purple piping down the sides. 1-2 line right to the second baseline. A quick step to the left of Otto Kemp for out number two here in the second inning. That'll bring up Andrew Cassetti, one of the three catchers listed on the Mighty Muscles roster. He is DHing tonight. 11th round pick in the 2022 draft out of St. Joseph's, Hellertown, Pennsylvania, where he's from. As he launches the first pitch into center field, Crawford ranges backwards, takes a couple steps to his right, and there's the third out of the inning. So here's something you're getting used to hearing. A 1-2-3 inning from Samuel Aldegari. Three up, three down for the sixth time this season. And the Threshers and Mighty Muscles are scoreless. We head into the bottom of the second here on Jackie Robinson Day.
Okay, it is time for the wildly popular Cody's Roadhouse Pony Race Contest. I have our contestants tonight, Jack and Mabry. Now, they're brother and sister, so we got a little sibling rivalry going on here. They have to race down to the cones and back. And the winner receives a gift certificate to our sponsor, Cody's Roadhouse of Ballard Bluffs. You guys ready? On your mark, get set. Go! Oh, it's pretty easy so far. Oh, maybe it takes the turn really fast. It's going to be a photo finish. Oh, Jack, I think we got her by the nose. Jack is the winner in our Cody's Roadhouse Pony Race Contest tonight. Thank you guys for participating. And don't forget to visit our sponsor, Cody's Roadhouse, on Bel Air Bluffs.
A couple of local legends being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. Fred McGriff from Tampa, Florida, and a former Clearwater Philly back in 1995. Scott Rowland joining some of the game's greats, including Jackie Robinson, who we honor today on the anniversary of his breaking the color barrier in the major leagues back in 1947. If someone wants to tell me the exact math as to how long ago that was, please sure to tweet me at Josh_Sperber. Swing and a miss by Cade Fergus to start the bottom of the second inning. A 93-mile heater from Olivares makes it an 0-1 count. Still scoreless here in the bottom of the second. Olivares kicks and deals. Fergus lets the breaking ball go low. And it's now 1-1. Fergus had the night off last night. Missed the first two games of the series, working his way back from injury. And is slowly getting back into form. 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Looked like a slider on the outside corner to make it 1-2. And Fergus just part of a really deep outfield for the Threshers. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Air strike 3. You have four top outfield prospects in Clearwater. On this team, Gabriel Jr., 7th on MLB Pipeline. Justin Crawford, the highest rated hitter on MLB Pipeline in the Phillies' top 30. Marion Boyd, the 12th ranked prospect, and Jordan Byers, the 13th ranked prospect. All of them outfielders on the Threshers opening day roster. Now Brian Ring-Combe, takes the first pitch, a fastball on the inside part of the plate for ball one. Rincon, initially from Venezuela, played high school ball in Pittsburgh, as now the 1-0 inside. And the count now 2-1. Been in the United States since 2020. Attended 15 days of high school before the world shut down for the COVID-19 pandemic. 2-0 pitch inside and low, and now it's 3-0. And Rincon, who really came to the United States for extra work, the guy who was, his goal was to make it to the majors and sign it, or sorry, make it to a major league affiliated team and sign at 16, as he takes a look at a 3-0 pitch, a called strike on the breaking ball, and now it's 3-1. Rincon said that he still had some work to do in just getting the tools ready, so he came to the U.S. to go through the high school system. This one is roped out to right field, but an easy play for Noisy, who makes a step forward and squeeze for the second out of the game. So two gone now here in the second, and Cole Moore will step up to the plate. First player added to the Threshers roster in 2023 after Adonai Mejia went on the development list, and also really because of Chad Castillo going on the injury list. He was the everyday first baseman over the first four games, and then he has missed the last three on the seven-day IL, still with the team. And hopefully he'll be back during that Tampa series next week. Swing and a miss by Moore underneath the fastball, and the count evens now at 1-1. Moore went 2-for-5 in his first game for the Threshers on Wednesday, and went 0-for-3 last night. High five ball over the press box, and the count 1-2 to Moore. Dallas Baptist product. Left-handed hitting, 6'2", 215-pound first baseman. Breaking ball outside in a count of 2-2. The 2-2. Bouncing out of the glove of Olivar and in the dirt. And the count's 3-2, so new ball will go back to Olivares for the payoff coming to Cole Moore. Moore, a strong fielding first baseman, yet to commit an error in his pro career, as the payoff pitch is a called strike 3. Moore thought it was ball 4. He had already flipped the bat towards the dugout, but it's the second strikeout of the inning for Jose Olivares, and the Threshers go down in order in the second. Two scoreless innings for each starting pitcher. We thank you for other pitchers to stick with us here on the Threshers broadcast network. Who wants a free shirt? Out to second signifies we are starting the inning here in Clearwater. Samuel Aldeguerri on the hill, and he has picked up right where he left off after the no-hitter on Saturday, pitching the first four innings of that historic first win of the season, and he has set the first six of the Mighty Muscles lineup down in order, with now Maddox Haughton coming up to the plate. Haughton, for the second straight night, or the third straight night, after coming in as a pinch runner in Wednesday's loss, playing in center field. First pitch to Haughton is cut on and missed. And way behind a fastball in its own one. Haughton has played three games in center field, three games in the seventh spot with a home run during this series. 0-1. Bouncing into Ricketts' glove. He's landed almost inside the right-handed batter's box, and it's 1-1. The pitch. Breaking ball. Looked like the curve from Aldegary. Just a steep drop off of that curveball, and it's now 2-1. Challenging the pitch are the Threshers. And that turns from a 2-1 count into a 1-2 count. Aldegary working quickly. The pitch, this time an appeal over to first base, and the call made by Davion Fry says that it's 2-2. Alex Laurie behind home plate, Davion Fry on the bases, and that's the umpiring crew today. 2-2 pitch. That hit Haughton. So the first base runner that Aldegary has allowed this season is on a hit-by-pitch. Just a fastball that may have slipped. And that ricocheted off the umpire, so the assistant trainer, Marissa Van Hassel, is out just checking Alex Laurie's hand. Maybe on Fry in there to make sure that his partner's all right. Looks like the left hand of the umpire, Alex Laurie, took a deflection after that ball hit Maddox Haughton. So Haughton on first base after the hit by pitch. And that'll bring up Dalton Shuffield. Got his fifth RBI of the season last night. And a single in the fourth inning. Also stole a base and scored a run in a 2-for-4 day. The final in Cincinnati, the Phillies lose 13-0 to the Reds. Their biggest loss of the season. One of the biggest margins of defeat by any team. The Phillies had a 15-3 victory over the Marlins early on in the season. Ball by 13 in the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. So Caleb Ricketts was out having a chat with Aldegary, just calming him down because he had a ball with two batters, two players, participants in the game, whatever you want to call, but a short ovation for Alex Laurie as he's back at home plate, absolutely fine, and the game will continue. Dalton Shuffield in the batter's box. Moving around at first base is Haughton, who's got good speed, so Aldegary will check him back to first, and the throw pulls more off the bag. Haughton was in there safely, regardless. Haughton yet to steal a base this season. This is his first season as a pro. This one is popped down the third base line, tailing into the stands, and officially a foul ball. So it's an 0-1 count now to Dalton Shuffield. Haughton signed out of Lipscomb University. Shuffield, a 10th round pick at a Texas State San Marcos in 2022. The pitch. Just missing. A really close call on that two-seamer on the outside corner. Fastballs for Aldegary will stay around 92, 93, but he's got great command. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball. Four-seamer, just a dart on the outside corner, and Shuffield couldn't catch up to it. It's 1-2. The pitch. Inside, almost hit Shuffield, but he shuffles out of the way, and it counts now 2-2. He played a couple games with St. Paul at the end of the season. Also played in High A Cedar Rapids, but begins the season here in Fort Myers. And he begins the game with a swinging strike three. Another nasty breaking ball from Samuel Aldegary, his second punch out of the game, and that's the first out of the third inning. If Aldegary and the rest of the Threshers staff get five more strikeouts, the Threshers will reveal a code that entitles you to a free taco with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. Now the first pitch to Noisy, a bunt right in front of home plate, and Ricketts slips on the back. That bunt was just laid right into the ground at first base. Ricketts had a clean play to complete the sacrifice for Noisy, but he slips on the bat, which was dropped just right in front of that batter's box. Noisy is going to stay on first base, and that's going to be ruled an infield hit. So the first hit that Aldegary has allowed this season comes in very strange fashion. The bat just laid down right next to home plate where the bunt was. And now there's two on and one out for Alex Kirilloff. The pitch. First pitch that Kirilloff has taken today is in there for a called strike. He popped the first pitch of the game almost right back to the mound, just a couple of steps off of the pitcher's mound for Aldegary to secure the first down of the ballgame. Now it's 0-1 with two on. Haughton shuffles at second, and the 0-1 is in there for a strike. Swing and a miss from Kirilloff, quickly 0-2. And Aldegary and the rest of the Threshers staff have really not paid any mind the fact that Kirilloff has played over 100 games in the big leagues, and Polanco has been a big leaguer since 2014. 0-2, breaking ball low, count 1-2. Kirilloff, a state champion in his final year of high school ball in Plum High School, drafted by the Twins after his senior year in 2016, a first-round pick of Minnesota. 1-2. Excuse me, check swing, and that's going to slowly roll towards the Threshers' dugout, where the manager, Jared Mayer, is going to flip it into the stands. With Brian Mayer, excuse me. So the count's still 1-2 to Kirilloff, who has three hits, one of them being a home run, over his two games rehabbing here in Fort Myers. Aldegary looks at the runners on base, 1-2, outside, right where it could set it up, but Kirilloff did not go. Now 2-2. Kirilloff, described by scouts and players alike as a guy who just knows how to hit. A lot of power, can hit for contact as well. One of the tooliest hitters that you'll see. A guy who's versatile, who can play in the corner outfield and at first base also. Aldegary, 2-2. Fastball upstairs, and Kirilloff works the count full after falling down 0-2. Haughton on second base, Noisy on first, both with a lot of speed, so we may see both runners go on this full count here with one out. 3 seconds on the pitch clock left for Aldegary, and he deals. Breaking ball doesn't break enough. That was the curveball. Usually see a steep drop, but it just kind of stayed elevated. And now the bases are loaded for Jorge Polanco. So Kirilloff has reached base in all three of his rehab games with the Mighty Muscles. And now the bases are loaded with one out. Corner infield pinched in, brought about a quarter of the way back from the infield grass, or more at first than Minniani at third, and the middle infielders, Kemp and Rincon, are pinched for double play depth. Swing and a miss to Polanco. He couldn't find that curveball by Aldegary in the 0-1. He has 3 strikeouts, but 2 base hits in his 2 rehab games. He's 2-for-6 here, or now 2-for-7 with the ground out in the first here at BayCare Ballpark. 0-1 inside, nowhere to put Polanco, and it's 1-1. Like a slider from Aldegary. Polanco, switch hitter. Just a second baseman, the everyday second baseman for the Twins, signed in 2010 out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 1-1. That is hit high in the air out to center. Crawford charging into it. He makes the catch. The runner comes home from third, and the throw's cut off at the mound. Haughton slides in feet first for the first run of the ballgame. So it's a sacrifice fly for Polanco, his first RBI during his rehab stint. It's Haughton who scores the run from third, and it's 1-0. Dylan Noisy remains on second, and Alex Kirilloff remains on first. 2 outs and a 1-0 ball game with Fort Myers in the lead. And we're back to the minor league part of the order with Ricardo Olivar hitting third. Two on and two outs. Aldegary looks at Noisy on second and deals. Fastball just missing high and outside, and it's 1-1. Looked really close on that outside corner. But it's called ball one. Oleg Harry, or Olivar, Red Stain back, keeps it on his shoulders, the breaking ball misses inside, 2-0. Noisy on second, Kirilov on first base, 1-0 the score, with Fort Myers taking the lead on a sacrifice fly by Jorge Polanco. Him and Kirilov, at least driven in one run. Kirilov with a solo home run back on Wednesday night. No, Thursday night. I forgot what day it was. 2-1 the count now as Olivar fouled that last one into the netting. Ball boy's going to bring it into the dugout. Olivar struck out swinging to end the first inning, his last at bat. Now the 2-1 pitch. Hard ground ball, foul. That's going to slam against the wall. Those are on the foul ball side in left field. And it's 2-1. Gabriel Rincones Jr. will pick the ball up and flip it to a fan after a ricocheted back out into left field. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two on for the number three hitter in Ricardo Olivar. He's hitting .333 with three RBIs so far this season. Aldegari deals. Called strike three. A breaking ball right down Main Street. Freezes Olivar. And Aldegari has his third punchy of the game, second here in this third inning. But the Mighty Muscles are on the board first. They score a run on one hit and leave two stranded. And at the end of 2.5, it's 1-0 Mighty Muscles with the Threshers coming to bat next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
All right, it is time for the Barisa's Sharp Charades. And if you are going to play charades with anybody, you definitely want to play charades with the mascot, best charades players ever. I am with John Michael here on the Freshers Dugout. You have a chance to win you and all of your friends for an anonymous. You ready for this? All right, all you got to do is guess what Finley is about to say. All right, here we go. Fly ball, you got it, John Michael. Nice job, buddy. You win, all of your friends. You have a huge group out there. So you have a lot of friends. You and all of your friends get free and novice and free stuff right there on the whole plate. Check out that novice or at this world. You got to stay for playing, John Michael.
Threshers have yet to step to the plate here in this third inning. That will change right now as Otto Kemp and Franklin Minietti are the first two hitters in the third for the Threshers. Justin Crawford in the hole as the Threshers in a 1-0 hole. Thanks to a Jorge Polanco sacrifice fly, Maddox Haughton, the center fielder, got run number one of this ball game. And in every game that Mighty Muscles have scored a run, they have scored first. First pitch of the fastball inside to Kemp, 1-0. Kemp ended a 5-game on base streak last night. Now the 1-0. Hit high in the air and foul down the right field side, 1-1. Now Eric Brito stands alone with a 5-game hit streak, obviously 5 games on base as well. And Kemp awaits the 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a call strike, 2-1. Alex Laurie throws the ball back to the dugout, and he met with the assistant trainer for the Threshers, Marissa Van Hassel, in between innings as Kemp takes a slider low and away, 3-1. Just to make sure his hand's all right. It is his left hand that she was looking at once again. Appears to be fine. He's not shaking it between plays, and he's showing the count just fine. 3-1 to Kemp. Breaking ball, high and in there for the called strike. Count runs full to Otto Kemp. Slashing 158, 304, 158. So walks have been his strong suit so far today. A 3-2 pitch, cut on and miss, and there is strike three. So one gone here in the third. That's the third strikeout for Jose Olivares. And the second consecutive one. So three of the last four batters have gone down on strikes. Now Fraylin Minietti looking to get something started with one out in the third inning for the Threshers. Olivares deals. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. It's like a cut fastball from Olivares. The pitch. The 0-1 bounces into the glove of Olivar. And now the count's 1-1. A new ball to Olivares. One's cut on a miss. Hard swing for Minietti, enough to knock his helmet off slightly. Stayed on his head, but he had to readjust it. Now we'll step back into the batter's box with a 1-2 count. Minietti 0-3 in the last game. He's 1-8 with two ribbies so far this series. And the 1-2. Hit on the ground down the third baseline. It's fielded in foul territory, though, by Ortega. And Minietti likely would have been thrown out at first. Had that play stayed fair. Maroon barrel and white handle on the two-tone bat for Minietti with a lot of pine tar dirtying the handle. 1-2. Check swing, and that's going to land foul in front of the Mighty Muscles dugout. Still 1-2, one out, and a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third for the Mighty Muscles. The pitch. Fastball upstairs and away. Count is now 2-2. Minietti, junior college and MLB draft league was his path to the minor leagues. Here's the 2-2. Did he go? He did not. He'll work the count full. Two full counts in the inning for Olivares, who has now thrown 42 pitches, 22 of them in there for strikes. Of course, 42, the lucky number today, the number Jackie Robinson wore throughout his major league career. Payoff pitch to Minietti, fouled off the catcher's mask, and that looks tough. Brian Mayer out of the dugout. He is joined by Chase Thompson, the athletic trainer for the Mighty Muscles. Still squatting, and the umpire, who already got hit today, walks the ball to the dugout. Olivar is now taking his catcher's mask off. He's just making sure he's orienting himself. Thompson out there checking on him. I'm sure he'll get all the time that he needs to make sure he's fine. Obviously, concussions, something that major leagues have taken steps to try and reduce. And now Olivar will get an ovation from the crowd as he'll stay in the game. He'll squat behind home plate with a 3-2 count still to Fraylin Minietti. Three straight two-strike pitches fouled off, and now the payoff again. This is launched high into the air, pop up into shallow center. Haughton searching for it. He calls everyone off to make the catch for the second out. So Olivar once again taking off his catcher's mask in between pitches. He should be fine. Two outs. Justin Crawford up at the plate. Threshers still looking for their first hit. It won't be there as Crawford takes a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. He hit the second pitch of the game right to Jorge Polanco at second. Now he ground this one to first base, fielded on a pair of hops by Kirilov, so he'll take it to the bag himself and tag it for out number three. So for the second straight inning, the Threshers go down in order, and the Mighty Muscles come back up in the top of the fourth inning. They beat 1-0 over Clearwater here on Jackie Robinson. Thank you. Top of the fourth inning here at Big Care Ballpark, a 1-0 lead by the Mighty Muscles. Just one hit in this ballgame. A single by Dylan Noisy in the last inning. And it'll be Jarell Ortega, Danny D'Andrade, and Andrew Cassetti leading things off as it was in the second inning. Here's the first pitch of the fourth. D'Andrade chops it over to third, fielded on a pair of hops by Minietti, tailing towards the foul line, and the throw to first is not in time. Moore's pulled off the bag, but that should be ruled an infield hit for Jarell Ortega. Just a really difficult play by Minietti. Had to throw it on the run while going away from first base and towards home plate. And it is officially ruled a hit, so Jarell Ortega has recorded a hit in the second straight game. So the leadoff man on for the second straight inning, Maddox Haughton led off the third, being hit by a pitch, and Al DeGarry throws it to first before a pitch is thrown. Likes to check on the runner at first base when there's a runner on base. That's really just, he does it at the start just to say, hey, I'm here, and then he goes home. Goes home there with a 90-mile-an-hour two-seam fastball in there for a called strike to Danny D'Andrade, top-ranked prospect in Fort Myers, who cuts on and misses a nasty curveball. That really seems to be Aldegary's best pitch. A really steep drop on that curve, as now the 0-2 just misses low. There is the changeup from Aldegary, and it's 1-2. Same count that D'Andrade lined out right to Otto Kemp in the second inning in his last plate appearance. Aldegary set from the center of the rubber, deals. This is hit on a line out to left field, charging, and while not getting there in time is Rincones Jr. He blocks it in front of him, and two straight singles to start off the fourth for the Mighty Muscles. Ortega on second, D'Andrade on first. And now Andrew Cassetti will come up to the plate. Caleb Ricketts calling out the signs to his infield. Kemp is as close to the middle of the field as you can get. A white line forming a triangle with the back of the infield diamond. And Kemp has his heels on that white line. Popped up down the first base line, more charging towards the tarp, and that's going to land in the seats for strike one. Oh, won the count to Andrew Cassetti, getting his third game of action, not playing the first two. His second game is a DH, and was also the catcher the first time he was out there. Cassetti, actually from LaSalle College High School in St. Joseph's in Philadelphia for his college days. Curveball missing inside to make it. 11th round pick in 2022. This is really his debut. He played just one game in his rookie season in 2022 in the FCL, and 0-2 with a walk. And 1-1. Swing and a miss. Through that nasty curveball goes to Cassetti, and it's 1-2. All Atlantic 10 at St. Joseph's. At 4-10 in the MLB draft league with the Trenton Thunder. And there he gets it. Other pitch slips out of Aldegary's hand. Second batter he's plunked today, but this one loads the bases with nobody out. So it's Ortega on third, D'Andrade on second, Cassetti on first, and this is the most dangerous that the Mighty Muscles has looked. Maddox Haughton, a guy with good power and speed, he's got a home run already today. He's got a chance for the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers, though, in double play formation in the infield. And the first pitch is fouled off the backstop. 1-1 the count. Rincon and Kemp are pinched at second base. Moore and Minietti are at relatively normal depth, but pinched in just slightly, hugging the lines. Moore really holding the base runner on first as Maddox holds up his swing. Appeal over to Davion Fry officially confirms that he did not go, and the count's even at 1-1. Haughton, 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored last night, and a homer the night before. 1-1 popped high in the air and fell at 1-2. His series debut came as a pinch runner in the eighth inning, replaced the catcher Dylan Tatum in a 5-3 ball game. As soon as Tatum got on base in that eighth, but nothing came of it. Threshers ended up winning that Wednesday game by a 5-3 margin. Aldegari set the 1-2. Breaking ball upstairs, and the curve just didn't drop down there. 2-2 now to Haughton, who was hit by a pitch and scored the only run of the game on the Jorge Polanco sacrifice fly. 2-2, bases loaded, nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Aldegari deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Samuel Aldegari with a big punch out to put the double play in inning-ending territory and get an important first down from this top of the fourth. Fourth strikeout of the day for Aldegari. Three away to get a free taco with any purchase made on the Tijuana Flats app. Dalton Shuffield, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. He was the second strikeout victim of Aldegari his last time up, and that was in the last inning. First pitch is a curveball that barely misses as an appeal to see if that should be overruled as a strike. And the call will stand. 1-0 the count to number one on the Mighty Muscles. So base is still loaded. Now the 1-0 to Shuffield. Foul tip. Barely got a piece of that, did Dalton. He was looking for something harder, but the changeup fooled him. And it's 1-1. Ortega on third, D'Andrade on second, Pizzetti on first. One out here in the top fourth. Hit on the ground to first, double play potential. Moore will just go home for the easy out and to save the run. So the runners go station to station. Ortega is out on the 3-2 fielder's choice. And Dalton Shuffield on first with two outs, and the bases remain loaded. D'Andrade moves to third, Pizzetti moves to first, and Dalton Shuffield is on first base now on the 2-5 fielder's choice. Correction, it is Shuffield who is on first. And a smart play by Cole Moore there. The double play was uncertain with the speed of set going into second base in Cassetti and the better speed going to first from Shuffield as Noisy sends this one foul down the right hand side. Can't own. The only thing was guaranteed is that pitch was in a little bit. Moore's momentum was already carrying him towards home plate. He made the play and got a big out to save a run. Now the 0-1 pitch. In there for a called strike, and Samuel Aldegari is one strike away from getting out of a bases-loaded, no-out jam completely unscathed. Threshers faithful, cheering on the left-hander out of Verona, Italy. Two outs, the 0-2. Bouncing into Ricketts' glove, a good block to keep the runners at bay in the count 1-2. Aldegari will get a new baseball, looking to close out this batter. A couple times he's let the count slip back into contention for the hitters. But he's looking to shut the door here in the fourth inning. Threshers trail by one. Still have yet to record a hit. The Mighty Muscles have three. Once again, the 1-2. Just knocked into fair territory. Ricketts bare hands it, throws it to first, and that gets the out. Bases loaded on the first three batters of the inning, and Samuel Aldighieri and the Threshers defense get out of it without a run being scored. Great defensive play by the Clearwater Threshers, and the Mighty Muscles leave them loaded on two hits, no errors, and no runs scored. The Threshers looking to build off of that defensive momentum heading into the bottom of the fourth inning.
What you have to do is take as many items as you can, and we're going to play a video of one of the Threshers players answering the same question. Are you ready? Okay, so your question of the day is to name as many dog breeds as you can in 15 seconds. Are you ready? And go. Adam, I got a 13. Is that what you got, Finley? 13? That is a lot. That could be a new record for this game. Let's go ahead and play the video for one of our questions players to see if you're a winner tonight.
Husky, Roland Shearer, Lab, Pitbull, Bulldog, Jeremy Shepard, Boy Tom, Jeremy Shepard, Jeremy Tom.
Our question player got now that Adam, you're paying for the night birthday. You win a $10 gift certificate to our sponsor, Colony Stuck Out, which is located just up the street on Baltimore Boulevard. Thank you for playing with us, Adam, and happy birthday. Leading off the bottom of the fourth from the Threshers, catcher number 4, our Caleb Ricketts.
The Threshers defense has probably had no bigger cheerleader this season than the man at the plate, Caleb Ricketts, and he was a big part of one of the best redemption defensive innings that I've seen, certainly this season. Game number 8 of 2023, it's the Mighty Muscles and a 1-0 lead over the Threshers, bottom of the fourth inning, and Caleb Ricketts looking to change things up. First pitch of the bottom of the fourth is going to miss outside on a fastball from Olivares, count 1-0. And Ricketts, obviously, plenty to be said, talking to Ricketts and the no-hit pitching staff about that no-hitter last week. 1-0, the other way, foul, 1-1. And it seemed like any possible chance Ricketts would mention something about Rincon making a great play at short, or just always having faith in the guys backing the battery up in the field. 1-1. Hit into the netting, foul, 1-2. And it wasn't just Ricketts. It's really the entire team always talking about how good the atmosphere is, and that's not something that really needs to be said. It's quite evident when you hang around this team. Always loose, always enjoying the fact that they're playing a game for a living. This one is hit high in the air out to right field, a few steps backwards by Noisy, and he makes the catch for out number 1. And even now, this team just focused on winning games and getting better every single day. And that's something that you can tell. It might not show on the scoreboard all the time, but it's something that you can tell in the guys that they're locked in and they're set to do something special this season. First pitch to Rincones, misses low. Count 1-0. He was hit by a pitch, advanced to second on a balk. Another guy who's just a big team player. 1-0 the pitch. High fastball inside. Usually expect guys of his size, 6'4", 220, and his skill. He hit over 400 in two seasons at St. Pete and hit over 330 in his one season at Florida Atlantic. And now he launches his first career home run. Bingo! Gabriel Rincones Jr. over the Belcher Bingo sign in right field ties up the ball game with an absolute blast. First career home run for Rincones Jr., and I think that's something you're going to see a lot more of from this man. An absolute rocket down the right field line, and we are all tied up at 1 here in the fourth. Wow. Three nights in a row with a homer for the Threshers, and now Jordan Vyers is up in an even ball game. 1-0 to him. He's got power to hit it down that right field line. And on that Rinconis play, Dylan Noisy didn't even move. 1-0. Vyers holds up his swing. That counts 2-0. There are few home runs that you can instantly tell that it's gone, and that was one of them. The entire defense of Fort Myers just looked up and shrugged. Vyers popped this one up into foul territory down the third base side. Olivar calling off Ortega, and he makes the grab with two hands for the second out of the inning.
Right fielder, Keith.
1-1 the score, a sacrifice fly and a home run. Two straight fourth inning blasts for the Threshers in consecutive nights. It was Ricketts last night who got the first run on a no-doubt homer down the right field line, and now it's Rincones Jr. who gets his first career blast. Cade Fergus misses it low and away, count 1-0. Former all-conference player in the Atlantic 10 at George Washington University, 1-0 upstairs, count 2-0. Played against Andrew Gassetti, who was at St. Joseph's, both selections in the 2022 draft. Fergus launches this one high in the air out to center field, but it's playable for Houghton. He's about three steps in front of the warning track, secures it with one hand to end off the fourth inning. But the Threshers tie up the ball game on a blast by Gabriel Rincones Jr. That was the first hit and first run of the game for the Threshers, but it's all they need right now. We're all locked up at one, heading into the fifth on the Threshers broadcast network.
Chris Hodges birthday party. TCM Bennett. Kyrie's birthday party. Peace Corps Club. Big Honor Police Department. Largo Police Department, Lake St. George Hillman's Dream, Friends of Palmia, Friends of Palm Hill Country Club, Oldsmar Little League, Largo Little League, Bay Aristocrat, Unico, CBA Moms, Faith Covenant Church, Marvin Crabtree and Friends, and lots of blessings who are having a group out of the ballpark tonight.
It's a brand new ball game. We've got a tie heading into the fifth inning, and it's a brand new pitcher. Threshers trying to bring back that no-hit energy. It's the man who followed Samuel Aldeguerri in the no-hitter last week. Will enter the ball game, though three hits are on the board and a run for the Mighty Muscles. It's Edouard Segovia who will replace Aldeguerri, whose night is finished. Segovia will face the top of the order for the Mighty Muscles, beginning with Alex Kirilloff, who begins with a fastball that misses for ball one. Kirilloff, a pop-out and a walk, so he's 0 for 1 in his third rehab start of the series. 2-0 the count now. Threshers potentially set to face another high-profile Major League rehabber as the 2-0 in there for a called strike, fastball over the outside part of the plate. Harrison Bader continues to work his way back, resuming baseball activities at Yankee Stadium against the parent club of the Mighty Muscles as Kirilloff swings and misses on a fastball, 2-2. So there's a chance that Bader will rehab in Tampa, where the Threshers will play next week. 2-2 inside on the slider, and the count's 3-2. Some news on the rehabbing front for the Phillies, though. Bryce Harper may be coming back to the majors sooner than expected. He said that he might skip his rehab stint and go straight to Philly as Kirilloff fouls it back, and the count will stay at 3-2. couldn't just be eagerness to play. A guy like Harper, just an absolute competitor, certainly wants to get back in the game as soon as he can, as Kirilloff fouls a second straight pitch back into the netting. Count stays 3-2. Definitely try to keep you updated on the Harper situation, and you may see the conclusion of Harrison Bader's rehab, as I've been mentioning it a little bit here and there all week. Payoff again from Segovia upstairs, and Kirilloff has walked for the second straight at bat. So two straight walks for Kirilloff, and Jorge Polanco will step up to the plate, 0-for-1 with a sac fly at RBI in the third inning, his first ribby of the rehab stint. Switch hitter will move to the left side of the plate, as it's now the right-hander Segovia, who once again, with behind Aldegary, walked the first batter that he faced. Broke up Aldegary's perfect game with a leadoff walk in the fifth. And now it's a 1-0 count to Polanco. Aldegary will not get a decision tonight. Four innings pitch for the second straight start. Three hits and one run allowed, a walk and four strikeouts. That gives him 11 Ks and eight innings on the season. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count's even at 1-1 to Jorge Polanco. Segovia, the right-hander, following Aldegary for the second time. And in his third game, 1-1 pitch, cut on and missed, and Polanco, an ugly swing and a low breaking ball to make it 1-2. Segovia's 2-0 with a blown save in three innings and two-thirds. Hasn't allowed a hit yet, one unearned run. Four walks and five strikeouts in three appearances, all out of the bullpen for Clearwater, his first year back after shoulder surgery sidelined him for 2022. Surgery on his right pitching shoulder, as it's a 2-2 count to Jorge Polanco. Four-pitch mix for Segovia, four-seamer, two-seamer, changeup, and a slider. Now the 2-2. That was a very close pitch. Looked like the two-seamer from Segovia. Now the count is full. Challenge unsuccessful for the Threshers, so it remains a full count to Jorge Polanco. It's a payoff coming to Polanco. Kirilloff takes a lead off first, takes off for second. Won't matter, though, as the fastball's outside. Two straight walks to open up the fifth inning to two major league bats. So Kirilloff on second base. He would have been safe on the stolen base. And now Polanco will walk over to first with a two-out, with a no-out walk. For the second straight inning, the first two base runners will reach the plate, or will reach the base. Now the pitching coach, Matt Hockenberry, will come to the mound and have a chat with his reliever in Edouard Segovia. And while he does that, take a look around the Philly system. Final in Jersey Shore, 7-3 victory for the visiting Greensboro Grasshoppers. Matt Osterberg gets the loss for the Blue Claws. Durham leads Lehigh Valley, the Rays AAA affiliate, up 7-2 on the Iron Pigs in Durham Athletic Ballpark in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hartford, the 5-1 lead on Reading. Reading just two nights removed from their first win of the season, but they're down four in the top of the eighth at home in Reading, Pennsylvania. So that is a look around the Phillies system. We're back here in Clearwater with a 1-1 score, two major leaguers on base, and Ricardo Olivar, who was struck out in each of his last two plate appearances, up with two on in a tie ball game at 1-1. Top of the fifth inning, Edouard Segovia set from the third base side of the rubber and deals. First pitch to Olivar just misses for a strike after Matt Hockenberry is back in the dugout. It's a 1-0 count after ball one to Ricardo Olivar, the catcher, who has two Ks in two plate appearances. The 1-0 upstairs on the fastball, 2-0. Empty bullpen, so this inning belongs to Edouard Segovia, but he's struggled putting pitches in the strike zone, already allowing two walks to start off this frame. He's got six on the season. The 2-0 pitch. Just missing inside. Another really close miss for Edouard Segovia. That one just off the plate on the inside part. And it's a 3-0 count to Olivar. Does not want to load the bases, though, to Jarell Ortega. Kirilloff takes the leadoff second. Short leadoff first for Jorge Polanco. The 3-0 pitch. You get me over fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-1. Blue skies here in Clearwater. One cloud, a pretty big cloud out in right field, but a beautiful day. Light wind blowing out to right. 3-1 pitch going out to right, and that's going to go out of play. Foul. 3-2. The suites certainly look full for the second straight night here at BayCare Ballpark. Purchase some suite seats in the suites or in the stands. Go to threshersbaseball.com/tickets to get seats anywhere here in BayCare Ballpark. Payoff pitch coming. The runners stay put, and it's a swing and a miss to Ricardo Olivar. 95 mile an hour as Edouard Segovia pumps in the gas to get the first out of the inning. Olivar has gone down on strikes three times today as Edouard Segovia, three straight strikes after falling behind 3-0. A really, really good recovery from Edouard. And now a double play would end the inning, so Otto Kemp and Brian Rincon are pinched towards the middle for that possibility with Jarell Ortega up at the plate. Fastball zips in there for a called strike. Segovia looking refreshed after walking the first two batters. Three straight strikes on a 3-0 count has to have his confidence a lot higher. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's strike two. Make it five straight strikes for Segovia. The fastball looking really good with some solid movement running away from right-handed hitters. It's the 0-2 with one out. Segovia puts the ball in his glove, set at the belly. Looks over at Kirilloff on second, and the 0-2 bounces into Ricketts' glove, and it's a 1-2 count. Ortega led off the fourth with a single and grounded out to third in the second. He was taken out at home. A smart play by Cole Moore, a very good defensive first baseman, who showed it off to save a run for the Threshers. 1-2, slider just missing low, and the count is now 2-2. It's a 1-1 score. Polanco, who's on first base, drove in a run on a sac fly in the third, and Gabriel Rincones Jr., hit his first career home run that might still be in the air. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Yet another 95-mile-an-hour heater for Edouard Segovia. He struck out two straight swinging to make it 2-0 here in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up the top-rated prospect on MLB Pipeline that is in Fort Myers right now, Danny DeAndrada. Number 17 in the system for the Twins. He's up to the plate with two on and two out. First pitch to DeAndrada up and away, and it is a 1-0 count. DeAndrada, like Ortega, comes into the at-bat 1-for-2, lined directly to Otto Kemp at second in the second, and singled in the fourth, advanced all the way to third base in the last inning. 1-0, misses away. And the count is 2-0. Oh. 2-0 count, two outs. Kirilloff on second, Polanco on first. The pitch. Fastball over the center of the plate and upstairs. A good pitch. And DeAndrada chooses to take on 2-0. And now it's a 2-1 count. The pitch fouled away into the netting, and Segovia a strike away from getting out of an inning that started, did not start that well. You never like to get a leadoff walk. Many pitching coaches will just rip a pitcher comfortably, of course, for allowing a leadoff walk. You don't want the first guy to get on for free. But Segovia has turned a corner since then. 2-2, just misses outside. There's the two-seamer running away from the hitter. And now the count's full to Dean Andrade. With two outs, the runner should surely go. Kirilloff on second and Polanco on first in this tie ball game. And it's a full count for Segovia. Tacos on the line for Threshers fans as Segovia's two strikeouts have made six for the Threshers staff. Two outs, a 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Runners go, fouled away. So Polanco back to first, Kirilloff back to second. And we will do it again. Make sure to download the Tijuana Flats app if you haven't already. If Segovia can strike out the side, a free taco with every purchase made on the Tijuana Flats app will be available due to a promotional code that the Threshers will announce. Payoff again. Fouled away again. And the runners will have to go back again. I mean, there's really no choice. 3-2, two outs. There's runners on base. They're going to be trying getting that one because what do you have to lose? For the third straight time, it's a 3-2 pitch from Segovia. Here comes. Weak foul ball down the third base line. Well fielded by the manager. And now it's a souvenir. Three straight pitches fouled away. And this at bat by Danny D'Andrade, all with two strikes. An eight-pitch at bat. Longest in the game thus far. Last eight-pitch at bat came against Fraylin Minietti in the third. Payoff again. Fouled away again. And Danny D'Andrade will see double-digit pitches. Really making Segovia work. It's his first inning, and he's already thrown 33 pitches. With over half of those going in for strikes. Time called. Believe that it was Alex Lawrie who called it. But D'Andrade will step out of the batter's box. His time out of the at-bat. The pitch clock will reignite. And once again, it'll be a payoff pitch. Segovia deals. Fouled away for the fifth time. 10 pitches in this at-bat. The last five have been knocked away with two strikes. Go-ahead run on second base in the form of major leaguer and former first-round pick Alex Kirilloff. Two outs with Danny D'Andrade at the plate. Segovia deals. Called strike three! A slider grabbing the outside corner. A nasty end to the inning. And Segovia walked. What? An appeal made and turned that into ball four. Ooh. That was a close call. I think the entire stadium thought that was strike three. And now Marty Malloy is going to come maybe pull Segovia. Because he's up to about 40 pitches and a quarter of them in that at-bat. An 11-pitch at-bat turned from strike three into ball four. So instead of just ending with a really great end to the inning, the bases are loaded with two outs for a new Threshers pitcher. So Segovia will exit the game. I don't think on the right call, but you don't need to go there. And there will be a new pitcher coming from the Threshers bullpen. Still no one has come out of the pen. And now there is someone coming out from the Threshers bullpen in left field. So we'll tell you who exactly that is when we come back. Two-thirds of an inning, two strikeouts and three walks for Edouar Segovia. And a new pitcher will hopefully close things out for the Threshers next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
pitching for the Rutgers. Number 6, John Henriquez.
Third pitcher of the ball game in for the Threshers. It's John Henriquez coming on in a tough situation. Bases loaded, but two outs as Andrew Cassetti attacks the first pitch of fastball but swings through it. It's 0-1. So all three runners are responsibility of Segovia. But two strikeouts should have been three, and three walks should have been two. 0-1. This one is popped high in the air out to right field. Back on the track is Fergus. He will make the catch with one hand, running into foul territory. A long run for Cade Fergus. And two pitches and the inning for John Henriquez and the Threshers. So, it is still a 1-1 ball game. Segovia's line is final, and so is the top of the fifth inning. No runs on no hits. The bases left loaded for the second straight inning by the Mighty Muscles. And the Threshers are tied up with Fort Myers, 1-1 the score at the halfway point of this ballgame. It's Brian Rincon who starts off the fifth inning with an 0-1 count. Still Olivares on the mound for the Mighty Muscles as Rincon fouls that off his leg for strike two. Quickly an 0-2 count to Rincon. 1-1 the score here in the bottom fifth. Olivares deals. Rincones reaches out and slaps it into left field for a base hit. Second hit of the season for Brian Rincon. The leadoff batter is on for Clearwater for the first time tonight. And now Rincon on first base representing the tying run. Rincon's now 1-for-2, and Cole Moore is looking to do the same thing. He's 0-for-1, struck out in the second inning. Now comes up with a very good runner on first base. And nobody out here in the fifth. First pitch to Moore, in there for a strike. A breaking ball at the knees from Jose Olivares in his season debut. He's allowed a home run to Gabriel Rincones, and really that's it. But that's enough to tie the game as the Threshers' pitching has been excellent as well. Rincones is off for second. The throw is way offline. And DeAndrade has to lay out to keep that ball from rolling into the outfield. So the go-ahead run is in scoring position, and the pitch missed as well. It's 1-1. But good hustle by DeAndrade to make the dive and keep that ball from rolling into the outfield, which probably would have sent Rincon to third. Olivares deals. Pitch number 65 misses away, and it's 2-1. Two one to Moore, who who had two hits in his Threshers debut. This one is hit high in the air out to shallow right field. Rincon back to second base to potentially tag, but instead he dummies it and will head back to second base after the catch made by Dylan Moisey. So the go-ahead run still in scoring position, but the F9 on Moore brings up Otto Kemp, who struck out in his first at-bat in the third inning. Kemp looking to start a new on-base streak. Got on base in the first five games of his season, primarily because of the walk. An on-base percentage of .304 heading into this contest. Now the pitch. Kemp lets the breaking ball go, doesn't dip enough. And it's a 1-0 to Otto Kemp. Roman Nazarene graduate, an undrafted free agent on draft day. One of the first non-drafted guys signed by a major league team. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 to Kemp. Kemp, with the distinction of scoring the first run of the game for Clearwater, scored on Cade Ferguson, run of the season, excuse me, scored on Cade Ferguson's RBI double back on opening day. Now faces a 2-0 to Olivares, who deals. Fastball missing up and away again, and it's now 3-1, or 3-0. Rincon, two stolen bases on the season now, takes a sizable lead off of second base. Ortega loosely holding him on third from behind the bag. Off to third goes Rincon. The throw is a bullet down the third base line, and it gets Rincon. Rincon caught stealing for the first time. A good jump, but just a better throw from Ricardo Olivar. However, in the commotion, it's a four-pitch walk to Otto Kemp. The go-ahead run still on base, but now there's two outs and the go-ahead run on first instead of second or third to bring up Fraylin Minnietti. Two RBIs each have come in the last two in the first two games of this series as he takes a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate for strike one. He had a sacrifice fly on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, an RBI single preceding an Eric Brito three-run shot. Slider outside, ball one. Tonight, though, Minnietti's 0 for 1 with a fly out to the center fielder in Maddox Haughton. Late in the lineup, hitter, but a solid glove over at third base for Minnietti. 1-1. This is popped high in the air into shallow right field. Polanco going back. He's called off by Noisy, who makes the one-handed grab above his head to end the inning. So the Threshers start off strong, but the only hit of the inning is the leadoff man, and a runner is stranded at first base with no errors and no runs scored. We're through five here on Jackie Robinson Day at BayCare Ballpark, and we are all knotted up. One run apiece here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Top of the sixth, we are all even. The only discrepancy is 3-2 in favor of Fort Myers. And they come to the plate in the sixth with their 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Maddox Haughton who fouls this one back into the net. John Henriquez on the mound for his first full frame, replacing Edouard Segovia after a questionably overturned call on an 11-pitch at bat to Danny D'Andrada. 0-1. This one is hit high in the air out to right field, easily playable for Rincones Jr. He takes about four steps back to his left and makes the catch for out number one. Maddox can really elevate the ball in a towering solo shot in the eighth inning of Thursday's game. And now a towering fly ball that just makes one out in the sixth. Still tied up at one, Dalton Shuffield, the team's RBI leader for the Mighty Muscles, will come up 0-for-2 on the day, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. Breaking ball in there for a called strike from Henriquez, who is making his third appearance of the game. 0-1. Fastball up and away, and now it's 1-1. A four-pitch mix for Henriquez. Four-seamer, chain, slider, and a cutter. The 1-1. There's the slider, and it catches the outside part of the plate, but just barely. Really nice pitch from Henriquez to make it 0-2, making his American Pro debut in his third appearance for Clearwater. 4 1/3 innings, a hit, a run allowed, a walk, and three strikeouts. The 2-1, cut on and missed, and it is strike two. 96 miles an hour on the heater. Signed at 23 years of age out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 2-2, cut on and missed, strike three. A changeup dropping way out of the zone, and Shuffield attacks it. And that is strikeout number 7 for the Threshers pitching staff. 4 for Aldeguerri, 2 for Segovia. And now that strikeout of Dalton Shuffield means that if you download the Tijuana Flats app, we have a promo code for you. First pitch to Dylan Noisy bounces out of Ricketts' glove to make it a 1-0 count. Use the code CLWTHR415, CLWTHR415, to get a free taco with any purchase made on the Tijuana Flats app. It's a 2-0 count to Noisy now as the breaking ball missed inside. Looked like the cutter from Henriquez. Working quickly, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, could not catch up with that fastball, blown right by him. And Noisy now is a 2-1 count. He's 1-for-2 today. Was thrown out at first by the catcher in his last time up. Singled in the third, though. Henriquez, the 2-1. Weak grounder, foul towards the Threshers' dugout, landing in the on-deck circle to even the count at 2-2. Alex Kirilloff in the on-deck circle in what may be his last at-bat. As this one is popped up on the first base side, Kemp calling everyone off, steps in front of Moore to make the one-handed grab and end the inning. So in his first full inning, John Henriquez sets down the Mighty Muscles in order, keeping the deadlock intact. Heading into the bottom of the sixth inning, we're all square at one run apiece. Don't go anywhere. We've got plenty of baseball left here on Jackie Robinson Day on the Threshers broadcast.
Baseball.
So we'll have a rehabber lead off the sixth inning for the Mighty Muscles, but we now have a rehabber back in the game as well. Josh Winder making his second appearance as a rehabber for the Twins, spelling Jose Olivares, who will not earn a decision in a solid game, allowing just two hits, one of them though being a home run. Swing and a miss by Justin Crawford to make it an 0-1 count. Crawford leading off the sixth, 0-2, with two groundouts. As time called by Alex Lawry. Crawford might have had something to do with that. Pitch clock back on, and Winder deals. Fouled away. It's the end of Crawford's bat, and it's 0-2. Crawford, four RBIs this season, near the top of the Threshers leaderboard, and three of them have come during this homestand. 0-2 pitch. High chopper down the first baseline and foul. Doesn't look like there's a lot of clouds in the sky. I thought I saw some lightning in the distance. Certainly don't hear anything, but it might just be in the way distance on the horizon. But it's no 2 count, no sign of stopping for this ball game as the breaking ball misses upstairs to make it 1-2. Winder deals. Crawford slams that one into the gap in right center field, and that's going to go for extra bases. Crawford speeds around first as the ball rolls to the wall. Now he's headed to third, where Justin Crawford will stand up with a leadoff triple. Blinding speed down the line, and 90 feet from home plate is the tying run with no outs here in the sixth. Second extra base hit at the homestand for Crawford, and what a way to do it. A leadoff triple against a major league hurler. Winder in his third MLB rehab game of the season, second here in Clearwater. Inning number four, he's pitched three with two hits, no runs allowed, two walks, and four Ks. But he might allow his first run, and there he will. Caleb Ricketts snaps one into left field, and Justin Crawford walks on home to give Clearwater the lead. Right on cue, Caleb. He's driven in a run in each of the past two, and the Threshers have taken the first lead since Wednesday. A losing streak. The Threshers allowed a first run in the first inning of the past two games before today, and Fort Myers struck first in the third today. Now Clearwater has the lead as Ricketts is checked back to first by Winder. So this would be quite the series for the Threshers. If they can hold on, they'll have struck out major league players three times in about 12 to 14 at-bats. As the first pitch to Gabriel Rincones escapes the glove of Olivar, but Ricketts will stay on first base. 1-0 to Rincones Jr., who's 1-for-1 with a home run. So it would be three strikeouts in about 15 at-bats, give or take, to two major league hitters, and a loss in the box score for a major league pitcher in Josh Winder if the Threshers can hold up. Now it's a 1-1 count to Rincones Jr., who's really found his swing after going 0-for in the opening series. Had a three-hit game in Tuesday's win and has a home run here tonight. 1-1, Cunanan and missed. Might have got a piece of it off the end of his bat, but it's a breaking ball from Winder that makes it 1-2 to Rincones. Ricketts has good speed for a catcher. Takes a pretty good lead, good size lead off of first base, inching around to try and distract Winder. The 1-2, Winder, long pause, and now time is called. Unless he violated the pitch clock, and he does. So it's an automatic ball two to Gabriel Rincones Jr. as Winder, who's pitching with the pitch clock for the first time, as a major leaguer last year. Now the 2-2s, grounded foul by Rincones Jr. The first one run Winder has allowed in his rehab stint. Second straight year he's rehabbing. Had just one rehab game in Fort Myers before going back to AAA. 2-2, that gets past the catcher Olivar and Ricketts, will walk to second. Rincona now has a full count and a runner in scoring position. The fans are certainly letting Winder hear it about the wild pitch. Still no outs. Threshers lead a 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Winder set from the belt, and he deals. Swing and a miss, strike three. And a drop third strike. Rincones hustles down the line, but Olivar gets it to first base for out number one. Ricketts will stay on second after the wild pitch. One out, a one-run lead for the Threshers, and a powerful designated hitter coming up in Jordan Byers. Grounded out and popped out in foul territory in his two plate appearances. Hitting in the cleanup role for the first time. Two RBIs, all of them came on an eighth-inning double on Tuesday's game. But he's got a hit in each of his last two. The pitch. Hit on the ground to second. Polanco charging. Fields and throws to first. Towards first. And there is the second out of the inning. Caleb Ricketts advanced to third on the grounder. But there's two outs and a six. Fort Myers and Clearwater. That'll bring up Cade Fergus, who this part really can't get mentioned enough. He walks out to Fergalicious, the Fergie song from when I was a kid, too long ago, back when the Black Eyed Peas were still a thing and Fergie tried to go solo. My passing knowledge of music aside, it's a 1-0 count to Cade Fergus, who still, in my opinion, has the best name and walkout song combination in the history of baseball. 1-0. Breaking ball misses low, about 2-0. Fergus, his lone RBI of the season came in game one. First ribby of the year for the Threshers. And now is a chance to get another one. A runner on third and a 2-0 count. Breaking ball, just missing outside, and the count 3-0 to Fergus. Two hits allowed by Winder already, a triple and an RBI single. On back-to-back pitches. And now it's a 3-0 to Fergus with Brian Rincon on deck. Two outs, 3-0 pitch. Fergus lets it go, and it's in there on the inside part of the plate. A close call, but still a strike. And now it's 3-1. Fergus 0-for-2 on the day. Struck out in the second, flied out to center in the fourth. 3-1. Outside corner on the fastball from Winder, and now the count's full 3-2. Eighteen pitches for Winder now, 12 for strikes, but a run allowed that gave the Threshers the lead. Payoff, cut on a miss, and there's strike three. Two strikeouts, the final three batters, after allowing the first two to reach base, but those first two batters did enough for Clearwater. A triple and a single on back-to-back pitches. The Threshers score a run and lead one straight. They have the lead heading into the second. Hit on Jackie Robinson there. I think they're both.
T-shirt watch. If you want a t-shirt, you got to make some noise. You got to come out.
40 is our special guest on the field tonight. We'll have a t-shirt. Oh, all the way up in the streets. Nerf, this is the line section. Is that accurate? These guys over here making some noise. They know how to do it. Still heading up here by the tiki bar. Keep making some noise down there in the picnic area. Don't forget to check your t-shirt to see if you have one of the lucky coupons for discount at our sponsor, the Beachside Hospitality.
I've heard the seventh inning and the fifth pitcher of the ball game coming in for Clearwater, and someone that has a lot of beat writers and anyone who's paid attention to international baseball plus when we pop. One of the newest signings for the Clearwater Threshers out of Taiwan, a guy who's 20 years old and has already hit above 95 on his fastball on a fairly consistent basis. He will come in to face two major leaguers for his professional debut in the United States. Played a little bit in the Chinese Pro Baseball League and starts things off strong with a strike to Alex Kirilov. Han, the 0-1. This one is hit on the ground right to the first baseman Moore. He's going to take it himself and tag the bag for out number one. A nice backhanded stop by Cole. And there is the first out. And Len Han has retired a major leaguer in his first pro outing. Han, the second year in a row where the Threshers have had someone from Taiwan, and it was Hao Yu Lee last year who had enormous success for Clearwater, now up in Jersey Shore. He was an organizational all-star by the Phillies as Jorge Polanco fouls this one into the netting. Oh, boy. But though not this year, Hao Yu Lee and Wen Wei Pan were teammates in the U19 World Cup back in 2019 for the University of Taiwan, or for the country of Taiwan. This one's rolled to second base, scooped up by Kemp. He flips it to first base for out number two. So three walks between Kirilov and Polanco, but no base hits, as the seventh inning has usually been the last for the two Minnesota Twins here with Fort Myers. And Wen Wei Pan, a guy who really pitches to contact, even though he has overpowering stuff, a guy who gets a lot of ground ball outs. First pitch to Ricardo Olivar misses for ball one. That's the first ball of Wen Wei Pan's career. And the 1-0, this one is hit high in the air, foul. Wen Wei also represented Taiwan in 2021 with the U23 team. He faced 15 batters. And two of those 15 put the ball in the air in fair territory. Fastball-sinker combo gets the job done for Wen Wei Pan as the pitch misses inside for ball two. A four-seamer, curve, splitter, and a slider for Wen Wei Pan. 2-1, fouled into the netting, and the count now even at 2-2. Olivar has struck out three times. And if Pan gets his first career strikeout, it'll be a golden sombrero for Ricardo. Crowd starting to get behind the newest member of the Phillies organization. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. A slider on the outside part of the plate, and Olivar can't find it. First career strikeout for Wen Wei Pan. He retires the side in order in his American professional debut. The Threshers are in the lead, and hopefully they'll expand on it after the seventh inning stretch. So Josh Winder back on the hill in his second rehab appearance of the series, third overall for the Mighty Muscles. One start for Fort Myers when rehabbing last year, five starts for AAA Rochester when rehabbing in 2022. But all three of his rehab appearances for Fort Myers this year have come out of the bullpen. Winder in line for the loss, facing Brian Ortega to lead off the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 the count as the breaking ball misses low and away, and Winder will get a new baseball. Rincon 1-for-2, his second hit of the season, also 1-for-2 on stolen bases, was thrown out stealing third. Curve ball into the inside part of the plate for a strike. Ortega pushed in a little bit at third, still on the infield dirt, but awaiting the potential bunt from the lefty as Ortega fouls this one back and something hit Olivar. Not sure if it was the baseball or part of the bat that got Olivar the second time he has been shaken up. And for the second time, Chase Thompson, the athletic trainer for Fort Myers, will come and check him. Olivar stayed in after taking a ball to the face, it was deflected. And now he's being checked out by Chase Thompson and the manager named Brian Meyer. Let's take a look at the Major League scoreboard. Finals for both of the parent clubs of these two teams. The Yankees taking down the Twins 6-1 in the Bronx, and the Phillies losing 13-0 in Cincinnati. So, not ideal games for the parent club of these two teams. Other finals, Giants fall to the Tigers 7-6 in 11 innings as Ricardo Olivar will stay on the field. He's welcomed with some applause as Meyer and Thompson go back into the dugout. A lot of extra inning games in the majors as the White Sox also won in extras, 7-6 over the Orioles at guaranteed right field. 6-3 win for the Pirates in extras as the 1-2 was fouled away by Rincon. Knew I'd mixed that name up at one point. Anyway, 1-2 count to Rincon. Sorry, Brian. The Rays have their first losing streak after tying the modern era record of a 13-game win streak to start the season. 5-2, the Blue Jays with the win in Toronto. 1-2. Fastball high and tight, and that's going to miss. 2-2. Padres thump the Brewers 10-3. Freddie Peralta taking his first loss of the season. Mets beat the A's 3-2 in Oakland. The Red Sox come back and beat the Angels at Fenway Park. They're a win away from 500 after a 9-7 win. And the Diamondbacks fall 3-2 to the Florida Marlins. Rincon takes this one the other way, and Marty Malloy gets out of the way at third base. Count stays at 2-2. Only two games have yet to start. Cubs and Dodgers and Rockies and Mariners will each begin in about an hour and a half. Guardians have a 5-4 lead over the Nationals in the top of the ninth in our nation's capital. Jose Ramirez up at the plate right now. 2-2. This one is hit on the ground to second base, fielded and over to first for out number one. It's still Polanco at second and Kirilloff at first base. The latest they have stayed into a game in their rehab appearances. Usually they're out by the sixth or seventh inning. We'll see if they get another at bat. But the fact that they're in the field says that it is certainly on the menu. Now Cole Moore up at the plate with one out and nobody on. 2-1 lead for the Threshers. Moore takes a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate for the called strike. Three games in progress now. I mentioned 5-4 lead for the Guardians over Washington. Braves lead at 5-2 over the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. Bottom of the sixth there. As the pitch in there for a called strike, the breaking ball makes it 0-2 to Moore. And the Rangers and Astros are knotted up at 2 in Houston, bottom of the fourth inning in the battle for Texas. That's the major league scores. It's 2-1 here in Clearwater and an 0-2 count to Moore. Winder deals. This one is hit high in the air and over the press box, foul ball. Still 0-2 to Moore. Some players starting to get loose for the Mighty Muscles in their bullpen, and Wan Wee Penn is expected to come out in this next inning. The 0-2 fastball upstairs loses a little bit of life, and it's 1-2 to Moore. Moore's 0-2 today, a strikeout and a flyout. He'll have two hits in his Threshers debut, as he was the first player added to this roster. Replace Castillo, essentially, at first base. 1-2. This one is popped high into the air, tailing down the left side of the field. Going to go out of play, foul. Going to bounce right behind the Threshers' dugout. Be a souvenir for a couple fans in the front row. Two straight pitches fouled away by Moore, battling against the major league rehabber in Josh Winder, who was now thrown over 30 pitches with 23 for strikes. 1-2. Late swing, cut on and miss, strike three. Winder has his third strikeout of his rehab appearance. He's still in line for the loss, though. There's two outs here in the seventh inning. A solid at bat for Moore, though, battling against a guy who throws really hard and has experience pitching in the major leagues, a guy who was drafted in 2018 out of the Virginia Military Institute. And now Otto Kemp jumps the first pitch as it ricochets off the wall above one of the suite windows down the right field side, and it's 0-1. Didn't hit anyone. Ooh, poster. This one is hit back up the middle by Kemp, and that's going to roll into center field for a base hit. The Threshers have five hits on the day, and that one is a two-out single by Otto Kemp. He's now reached base in all but one game this season with a walk and a single, so he's 1-2. Two outs and a runner on first. Fraylin Minnietti, who's 0-2, is up at the plate, and that should do it for Josh Winder. I don't know where Dylan came from. My own name is Josh, so that makes it even worse. So, Winder's night is done. He's in line for the loss, and Otto Kemp is his responsibility over at first base. So Winder will head back to the dugout. A left-hander will come out of the pen for Fort Myers. We'll tell you exactly who next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Threshers Ladies and gentlemen, now pitching
After a graduate of Point Loma Nazarene made it to first base with a single, his former college teammate will come to the mound. Zach Veen misses facing his teammate by one batter here in the seventh as he comes on to replace Josh Winder. Veen was taken in the 8th round of the 2022, or the 18th round of the 2022 draft. Same one that Otto Kemp was signed less than 24 hours after the draft ended. College teammates, and now potential pickoff target at first base of a guy he used to play with. Veen looking right in the eyes of Otto Kemp, and now goes back home to Minietti. His first pitch of the ball game is in there for a strike. Veen getting his second game of action for Fort Myers. He threw the final inning on Wednesday as Minietti chops this one foul. Kemp was on his way to second, so he'll have to go back to first base. He got a fantastic jump on that pitch, but it's 0-2 as Minietti fouled it off. And Veen pitched a scoreless 8th inning. And that was really his only stat. Just one inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. And now an 0-2 count with 2 outs. The pitch. Minietti hits this one high in the air out to right center field. Haughton eases under it and makes the catch 3 steps in front of the warning track in right center. So Veen efficiently dispatches Fraylin Minietti and ends the 7th inning for the Thrashers. No runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. And at the end of 7, the Thrashers maintain a 2-1 lead. When we pond, we'll be back. When we come back, here on Jackie Robinson Day on the Thrashers Broadcast Network. When we pawn out for his second inning of work, a guy who has experience as a starter and reliever for Team Taiwan and in the CPBL, he'll face Jarell Ortega. The first pitch, a fastball that zips in there at 97 for a called strike. Han's fastball has reached 98 miles an hour before, so he can really sling it. Another hard fastball at 97 makes it a 1-1 count as that misses the zone. Ortega's 1-for-3 on the day. His first home run of the season yesterday, and he has 2 RBIs on the year. 1-1, fouled away back into the netting, and it's 1-2. So the book's now closed on John Enriquez. I mean, it was last inning. An inning and a third for him, and a strikeout, and that's it. Pond has a scoreless inning under his belt and a strikeout as well, and now a 1-2 count on Jarell Ortega, who steps back into the batter's box after calling time. Pond, from the stretch, he deals. Slider way outside, and it gets past Ricketts into the netting to make it 2-2. A delayed windup, but not in the way you usually see it. A lot of pitchers have their delay on the leg kick, but Pond When he gets set up, he takes a step backwards with his front foot and pauses for a second before sending it home. He does so there, and the fastball misses outside to let the count run full at 3-2. So a different sort of delayed windup. But Pon, back in it again, rocks and fires the payoff. Dispatched foul by Ortega, and we will do it again. Ortega struck out his last time up. Second out of a fifth inning, where the Threshers got out of a questionable bases-loaded jam on an overturned strike three call to Danny DeAndrada. Once again, the payoff from Pond. This one is hit up the middle, fielded on a hop by Kemp into the body, and then he throws to Moore, two-handed squeeze for out number 20. Ortega now 1-for-4, and Danny DeAndrada, whose last time up was the walk in question in the fifth inning. The longest at bat of the game, 11 pitches on the walk. He really fought off a bunch of them, fought off 5 pitches on a full count with 2 strikes. One out and a nasty breaking ball on the inside part of the plate to make it 0-1. Looked like the curve from when we pop. Here's the 0-1. A breaking ball settles in there again. Another nasty-looking breaking pitch from Wen Wei Pon. Started high, dropped from about the eye levels to the chest, right at the plate. Quick 0-2, and a quick strike 3 call. A fastball on the outside corner. There's the 98-mile-an-hour hit, and the second strikeout of the day for Wen Wei Pon. Two gone as the Threshers have now struck out 9 on the evening. That'll bring up the designated hitter in Andrew Cassetti. He reached in the fourth inning when he was hit by a pitch. Last inning will work by Aldegari, who won't get a decision tonight, but another really solid start for the lefty. Wen Wei Pon's looking smooth as well. Another hard fastball on the outside corner, and you can hear the fans really like watching this guy throw. 0-1 to Cassetti, the pitch. Curveball on the outside corner, and that's got some nasty drop to it. That started off over the head of Andrew Cassetti and fell into a strike perfectly on the black of the outside part of the plate for strike 2. And now Pon is a strike away from getting the side out in order again. 0-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3. 97 miles an hour from Wen Wei Pon, and he is cruising through this Fort Myers order. 6 up, 6 down for Pon, 3 strikeouts, and the Threshers maintain a 2-1 lead as they head into the bottom of the 8th inning. Heck of a debut from Pon, and the Threshers will be back after this.
As by order of the fire marshal, the outfield curtain must be cleared prior to the start of the fireworks show. Any fans sitting in the burn areas are welcome to any of the unoccupied seats in the grandstand. Your cooperation is greatly appreciated.
Threshers fans well represented here in BayCare Ballpark. And they're really starting to get behind this team as they've got a lead for the first time in 2 days. And a lot of it is thanks to the man at the plate right now, Justin Crawford, a leadoff triple in the sixth, and now in the eighth inning, pulls back a bunt, and it's a 1-0 count. Lefty-lefty matchup as Zach Veen remains in the ballgame for Fort Myers. Crawford scored the go-ahead run on a Ricketts single in the sixth. Ricketts is on deck. The 1-0. Crawford, a quick bunt down the second base line, and it is beautiful. Picture perfect swinging bunt for a hit, and Justin Crawford is on first to lead off the eighth. Second straight time he has a leadoff base hit. Now Caleb Ricketts coming up to the plate. He drove in the go-ahead run in the sixth. On back-to-back pitches, it was the triple, then Ricketts swung at the first pitch and went the opposite way. The throw to first base misses the first baseman. Crawford into second safely, and now he's at third base on the errant throw by Zach Veen. I don't think they would have caught Crawford at second anyway, but the error will certainly help. First error of the ball game. And now, once again, a pitch hasn't been thrown to Ricketts, and he's got a chance to bring a run home from 90 feet away. RBIs in back-to-back games for Caleb. Infield pushed in, and the pitch from Veen swung on and fouled back into the netting going in. So, Kirilloff is out of the game. Polanco remains at second, but Mikey Perez is at first base to replace Alex Kirilloff. The 0-1, this one is hit high in the air into center field, in a shallow center, but still deep enough for Crawford to tag up. A hard throw, not close to being in time. And Justin Crawford has scored two straight runs for the Threshers. It's 3-1 on the sacrifice fly by Caleb Ricketts and the run scored by Justin Crawford. So Crawford and Ricketts have been a phenomenal 1-2 punch for the Threshers tonight. Now Gabriel Rincones Jr. takes the first pitch, a breaking ball outside to make it 1-0. Crawford credited with a steal and moving to third on the error. That run should not be earned by Veen. 1-0. And now it's 1-1 on the breaking ball that catches the inside part of the plate. The pitch outside on the fastball, 2-1. Rincones Jr., 1-for-2, was hit by a pitch and launched a game-tying home run. Another one hit high in the air, this one into left center field. Shuffield on the chase. He's called off by Houghton at the last second, who makes the catch for out number two. So Houghton catches two straight flyouts, although one of them allowed a run. That'll bring up Jordan Viers, who's still looking for his first hit of the game. He's 1-for-3, 2 ground outs and a pop-up into foul territory. First pitch to Viers is upstairs with a fastball, count 1-0. Veen, more of a command guy, uses his breaking stuff and a fastball that touches the lower 90s. The 1-0 pitch. Curveball just misses upstairs, trying to settle that in to the high part of the strike zone. Viers, though, does not bite. And it's 2-0. 2 outs, 3-1 the lead for the Threshers. Veen deals. Fastball just missing the outside corner. And it's 3-0. 3 pitches to Viers from Veen this inning. In the battle of the V last names, Zach Veen has not missed by much. The 3-0 pitch. Myers takes a hack at it, sends it high in the air and foul down the left field line. Off the bounce and into the hat of a fan in the stands behind the home dugout. A well-deserved ovation as a classic hat as a glove maneuver pays off for a lucky fan. So it's 3-1 to Vias. 3-1 the score with 2 outs in the eighth. Fastball on the outside corner this time, and it's 3-2. That tends to happen with pitchers. They will, if they miss a little bit, they kind of tighten things up, especially when it's a 2-strike count or a 3-ball count. That hits the knob of the bat, maybe even the hand of Vias, and it's going to be off the knob of his bat, so it's a foul ball instead of a hit by pitch, and will continue the at bat at a full count. You certainly don't want to take one on the hand, but you do want to take the free base when you can get it. Here's the payoff pitch. This one is bounced over to second base, fielded by Polanco on a pair of hops, sends it to Perez at first, who squeezes for number three. But once again, the 1-2 punch of Justin Crawford and Caleb Ricketts adds an insurance run for the Threshers. The sacrifice fly made it a 3-1 ball game, and we'll have someone coming out from the bullpen to close this one out for Clearwater. The Threshers look to secure a series split as we head into the night on Jackie Robinson Day on the Threshers broadcast. Of the ninth inning, and a 2-run game in favor of the Threshers. Runs the last two times that Crawford and Ricketts led off the inning, first on an RBI single, then on a single and a sacrifice fly. And now it's the top of the ninth inning for Orion Kerkerick coming on as the closer after just a spectacular debut by Wen Wee Pan. His professional debut retired the side in order. 2 innings pitched, no runs, no hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. The Threshers have retired the side in each of the last 3 innings, and Kerkering has done so in each of his prior 2 outings as he starts off Maddox Haughton with a slider outside 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, a slider outside again, and it's 2-0. Another guy who can really ratchet up the numbers on the radar gun. He's hit as high as 97 on the gun with his fastball. The 2-0, there's the heater, and it just misses inside 3-0. That was a really close call. 2 innings, 4 strikeouts, retired all 6 that he's faced. 3-0 pitch. Get me over fastball. Does not work. It looked like it was over the plate, and it's the first walk of the game for Kerkering, also the first walk of the season for Kerker. 5th walk of the game for Threshers pitching, but they still have the lead. John Enriquez in line for the victory. Josh Winder in line for the loss. So that'll bring up Dalton Shuffield, 313 hitter on this young season, a homer and 5 RBIs, tied for the team lead in the home run for the department, and leads in RBIs with 5. Kerkering has missed the zone 5 times and just hit 98 on the radar gun with a fastball. 5 pitches, 5 balls. Kerkering deals. That should get him back to it. A fastball right down Broadway, and it's even at 1-1. Haughton's got great speed over at first base. So certainly a stealing threat. Kirkering's keeping his eye on the hitter, and Sheffield couldn't catch up with the fastball. That's just a pitch you do not want Kirkering to get going on. If that fastball is working, you're in big trouble if you're facing it. Two straight strikes for Kirkering, and now the 1-2. Fouled away. Ooh! That's a great almost catch made. Chase Thompson, the athletic trainer, knocks it down with two hands as that was a bullet into the Fort Myers dugout. So the count will stay at 1-2 to Sheffield. The trainer's going to have to check on himself. And the pitch. Fastball calls strike three. 98 miles an hour in the top right corner. First out of the ninth inning. That is the third strikeout of the day for Sheffield. Kirkering's first, the 11th, for Clearwater pitching. That'll bring up Dylan Noisy with one on and one out. He'll be a hard guy to double up, but Kemp and Rincon are pinched towards the middle. No appeal needed as the pinch hitter, actually Aguiar. So Carlos Aguiar, now 0-1, a pinch hitter for the Mighty Muscles, as Dylan Noisy's night is done. The breaking ball misses low and in to make it a 1-1 count. Would be a straight swap if there is a bottom of the ninth. Noisy's night is done. He's 1-for-3. High pop up in a shallow right. Fergus is coming in and calls off Otto Kemp. One-handed catch at the brim of his cap. And there's two guys here in the ninth. So the pinch hit move, unsuccessful. And now Mikey Perez, instead of Alex Kirilov, is the final hope for the Mighty Muscles. Two outs. Maddox Haughton on first base. And Jorge Polanco is in the on-deck circle. So I think Kirkering is going to want to get this out here. The first pitch is a slider in there for a strike. It looks the same speed as that fastball. Just a nasty pitch from Kirkering. 0-1, another slider, but it misses outside, count 1-1. Kirkering also a part of that no-hitter on Saturday, last week. He struck out all three Marauders that he faced in the eighth inning there. Now he's looking for his first save. 1-1, swing and a miss, and now Mikey Perez down to his final strike. Could not touch that 98-mile-an-hour peak from Kirkering. The crowd raises its volume, one strike away. High pop-up, foul, and we'll do it again. Threshers lead it 3-1. It's a 1-2 count to Mikey Perez with two outs in the ninth. Maddox Haughton steps off of first to take the lead. Threshers looking for their first win in two games. Kirkering deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. A tag for safety applied by Ricketts, and the Clearwater Threshers are victorious. 3-1, the final score. Spectacular pitching in the late game. Just one base runner allowed after the Mighty Muscles loaded the bags in the fifth inning. And Clearwater Threshers have their third victory of the series. They won the first series in Bradenton. At the very least, will split this one and look to win their first home series tomorrow afternoon. 3-1 is the final score. The win goes to John Henriquez, his first of the season, as he gets an inning and two-thirds clean with just one strikeout. Orion Kirkering walked one and struck out two to earn his first save in the final inning of work. And a fantastic 1-2 punch from Justin Crawford and Taylor Ricketts. So let's take you through this ball game. As the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles scored first for the third straight game. Actually, for the fourth straight game. The only time the Thrashers scored first was in the shutout win on the home opener on Tuesday evening. But the Mighty Muscles scored first in the third inning on a sacrifice fly by Jorge Polanco. Second major league RBI of the rehab stint, where there are three Minnesota Twins here in Fort Myers. One of them, though, got the loss. Josh Wyman served with his first loss of the season as he allowed the go-ahead run in the sixth. We'll get to the sixth. The fourth inning was where the tables really turned, though. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles had a chance to break the game open. It was the last inning of the game for Alda Gary, and it didn't start off in an ideal manner for the lefty. First two batters, Jarell Ortega and Daniel Andrade, singled, and Andrew Pizzetti was hit by a pitch. But then Alda Gary buckled down and struck out the next batter in Maddox Cotton on five pitches. Then great fielding and great defense from the Threshers came into play once again, as a quick decision by Cole Moore on a fielder's choice to not try for the double play, instead get the easy out at home on a Dalton Shuffield ground out. That retired Jarell Ortega and gave the Threshers two outs, just one to go, with the bases still loaded in the fourth inning. Then it was Dylan Noisy, and he hit a weak ground ball that barely passed the home plate. Caleb Ricketts threw it to first and ended the inning. The Threshers came out of the fourth from a bases-loaded jam with nobody out, unscathed, as the Threshers then went into the bottom of the fourth, still trailing by just one run in an inning that could have gone a different way. Caleb Ricketts led off the fourth and flied out, and then Gabriel Rincones Jr. on a 2-0 pitch absolutely demolished the baseball over the right field wall for his first professional home run that tied the game at 1-1 in the fourth inning. Then in the sixth, Justin Crawford exploded one off the bat perfectly in the right center field gap, and with his speed, he made it a slam up triple to lead off the sixth inning on just the fourth pitch of the game thrown by Major League rehabber Josh Wyman. Crawford scored on the very next pitch when left-handed hitter Caleb Ricketts dumped one the opposite way into right field to give the Threshers their first lead since Wednesday. It was an RBI single for Ricketts, second straight ribby of the game for him, and the Threshers took the advantage 2-1. Then in the eighth inning, once again Justin Crawford was leading off, and once again he delivered a beautiful swinging bunt right between the pitcher's mound and first base, rolled it right to Jorge Polanco at second base, and that was his second consecutive hit. He stole second on a great jump. The throw was to first on a pickoff attempt instead of home. He would have been safe at second anyway, but he didn't get the chance to figure that out, as Zach Veen's throw was way wide of the first base bag over the glove of the brand new first baseman Mikey Perez, who replaced the former Twins first round pick in Alex Kirilov. So it was a stolen base by Crawford, his fourth of the season, and he advanced to third base on an error by the pitcher. Then Caleb Ricketts, just two pitches later, hit a fly ball into shallow center field. Auden gave it all he had, but you need a perfect arm to get Crawford really at any base. He scampered home standing up, and the Threshers extended their lead 3-1. Orion Kirkering walked Houghton on four pitches to lead off the ninth inning, but then struck out two of the next three batters during his first save of the season. The Threshers have four saves in six attempts. Four different players have recorded a save this season for Clearwater, Kirkering becoming the fourth, getting his first decision of the ball game, first save of the season, and of his professional career. He was 1-0 in six relief appearances between Clearwater and the Florida Complex League last year. This year, no decisions. He's allowed just one base runner, struck out six in three innings of work in three appearances, and has a professional save on his resume. It was Kirkering with the save, John Enriquez getting his first win in the United States of America after beginning his pro career in the Dominican Summer League where he was 0 for 2. So his first positive decision. He had a blown save earlier in the season, actually, on Wednesday's game. But Henriquez getting his first career win tonight in Clearwater as the Threshers take their first win in two games and improve their record to 5-3. If you're at the ballpark, make sure to stay in the seats because we've got a spectacular fireworks show for you presented by Kelly's Catering that will begin after the launch of ball toss out in right field presented by the law firm of Teresa P. Williams. So, while we wait for the fireworks to start, let's take a little spin around the scores in the major and minor leagues. The Threshers have the unfortunate distinction of being the only team in the Phillies system with a victory tonight, as the Durham Bulls took down the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs by a score of 8-6. Hartford beat the Reading Fighting Phils 5-1. Reading drops to just 1-7 on the season, and Jersey Shore at 2-6 in an earlier afternoon loss to Greensboro by a score of 7-3. The Phillies, one of the first finals in the Major League slate of games, lost 13-0 to the Reds, one of the biggest losses in terms of margin of defeat of the season so far. As for the Twins system, the Major League Twins didn't fare so well, plating just one run and succumbing to a career-high 11 strikeouts from Domingo Germán in a Yankees 6-1 victory over the Twins in the Bronx. The rest of the finals, a trio of extra inning games. The Giants fall to the Tigers 7-6. White Sox also get a 7-6 win in extra innings, though 10 at guaranteed rate field for Chicago and 11 in Detroit for the Tigers. In St. Louis, the Cardinals fall 6-3 to the Pittsburgh Pirates in 10 innings. David Bednar gets his second win of the season, and the Pirates improve to 9-6, in large part due to the late-game heroics of Andrew McCutchen. The Rays lose their second straight game in Toronto. Jordan Romano gets save number 6, and Yusei Kikuchi gets his second win of the season after a disappointing debut season in Toronto last year. The Guardians add an insurance run in the ninth, and Emmanuel Clase gets his fifth save of the year, a 6-4 victory for Cleveland in our nation's capital over Washington Nationals. The Padres take down the Brewers 10-3 to improve to 500 before the imminent return of Francisco Tatis Jr. He has 3 home runs in 3 rehab games for the El Paso Chihuahuas, the AAA affiliate of the Padres. 10-3 the score at Petco Park. The Mets take down the A's 3-2. David Robertson gets save number 3 of the season as the Mets improve to 9-6. In the Oakland Coliseum. The Red Sox get a 9-7 victory over the Angels, dropping the Angels back down to 500 at 7-7. The Red Sox a win away from hitting the 500 marks themselves. The Diamondbacks fall 3-2 to the Marlins, and that game was in Florida. Each team now 8-7. The Braves leading the Royals 7-3 in Kauffman Stadium. The Rangers trailing 3-2 to the Astros in the bottom of the seventh in Houston. And the Cubs and Dodgers, Rockies and Mariners all getting ready to start. Cubs are starting to warm up. Rockies Mariners will begin in 35 minutes. That's going to be it for all broadcasts. I'm going to watch the fireworks show. Make sure you join us tomorrow. It's the Clearwater Threshers who are looking to win their first home series of the season. If they do, it'll be by a 4-2 margin in a Sunday afternoon game, the final game of this week's home slate, before the Threshers travel to Tampa for their first 6-game set on the road. Pre-game coverage will begin right here on the Threshers Baseball Network at 11:45 a.m. for a 12 p.m. first pitch. The pair that will face off for each team is Alex Rayo and Debbie Matthews, each part of a victory in their first starts of the season. Matthews got the decision for Fort Myers in the final game against Dunedin. Alex Rayo was the starter through 2 innings in a 6-0 defeat of Fort Myers in Game 1 of this very series, as the Threshers were victorious in their home opener. Again, pregame coverage begins at 11:45 a.m. tomorrow, and it is the first Domingo Divertido of the season, so you can park for free if you come to the ball game. Purchase your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and make sure to tune in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. We're streaming on MILB TV, and you can visit the link on our website to gain access to the stream. That's going to do it for me, though. Once again, I'm the voice of the Threshers, Josh Sperber. Thank you all for tuning in. Enjoy your Saturday night, and hopefully I'll see you in the morning. Have a great night, everybody.